Perfect. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara in California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Skin was a workaholic mortgage broker and a small business owner. I now enjoy what I call my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my social media marketing business. In my youth, I competed in one event in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal New Skin representative or New Skin product support for more details on the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of all these calls on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. Today's topic, 10 things you should know before you go to the gym. This is about a month-old article by a person named Leah Groth, founded on Body Network, which I follow, apparently. 10 things you should know before you go to the gym. You have finally made the decision to prioritize your health and join a gym. Whoa, hang on here. It's an automatic slideshow. It took off without me. There we go. Put it back in the beginning. You have finally made the decision to prioritize your health and join the gym. Now what? Before you walk into a fitness center or a studio for the first time, there are a few things you should know. Explains Sarah Haley, American Council on Exercise, ACE, certified trainer instructor. Here's what you should think about prior to your first workout. One. Most gyms offer free personal training sessions. Main gyms offer a free personal training session. Even if you belong for a while, check and see if your session is still available. It's a great way to get to know the gym and equipment, as well as potentially meet an amazing personal trainer. Two, check out the group fitness offerings. Get a group fitness schedule and make yourself go to a class. You might be surprised at how fun it is and make a new friend. It's kind of fun doing stuff in groups of people like that. Number three, hey, don't compare yourself to others. Try not to compare yourself, especially if it's your first time ever at the gym. This is your workout, no one else's. Four, don't be intimidated. On a similar note, don't be intimidated. Everyone is there working on themselves. They're not that interested in what you're doing. Five. You should always wipe down your equipment. I'm probably a 99.9% wiper down. Every once in a while I space out. There's a reason why most gyms keep wipes in open sight. If supplies are available, wipe down your equipment after and maybe before your workout, says Haley. I think it, nowadays that started with obviously with COVID. I can remember days when nobody wiped down gym equipment. And, that's very common, and this I think is a good nice courtesy. Number six, stay consistent. It's great that you worked out today, but plan on returning tomorrow. Stay consistent. One time in the gym won't give you the results it takes. It takes time, repeated time. Number seven, bring your own headphones. The majority of gyms these days have televisions or even personal screens on the workout equipment for your use. However, if you require headphones, always keep a pair in your exercise bag. And I've noticed that my gym requires, it's supposed to go through your phone or something, but it requires an old-style radio jack, phono plug-in. It actually plugs in, no, not a wireless one. So might keep that in mind. Might have to find a pair like that anymore. They're getting scarce. Phones don't accept those too much anymore. Let's see here. Number eight, yeah. Ask about current challenges. Signing up for a challenge can be a great way to motivate yourself and stay accountable. Most gyms offer group challenges. where that means attending a certain amount of classes or workouts in a specific period, or shaving inches off your waistline. And then that's tantamount to having some type of goal. There's something to shoot for, so it motivates you a little more to go in that direction, to achieve the challenge. Number nine, investigate incentives. Small incentives or rewards can motivate you to exercise, and they don't have to cost money or add extra calories to your diet. Many gyms have saunas or steam rooms can be a relaxing post-workout treat, and some, like Planet Fitness, offer free training with an upgraded membership. And number 10, make friends. Remember, the majority of the people in the gym are there for the same reason as you are, to become a healthier version of themselves. The gym is a great place to make friends who can double its workout and accountability buddies. So there you go. Let's flip them reverse here as a reminder. Make friends. I get this to go backwards. Investigate incentives to keep you motivated. Ask about current challenges to set little mini goals to achieve. Bring your own headphones if you want to plug in a specific channel or something they have going on there. Stay consistent. That should just be the rule, period. Stay consistent. If you go 3 days a week, make sure you get your 3 days in. If you go 4 days a week, make sure you get your 4 days in. Keep coming back, and you're going to start seeing results. You should always wipe down your equipment. Just, you know, sanitize it as a courtesy. Don't be intimidated. Hey, don't worry about how much the guys are lifting over there or how many reps they can do. You set your own pace. Don't compare yourself to others. It's your workout. You can do what you can do. Check out the group fitness offerings. It's sometimes a little better to do it in teams with other people. Safety in numbers, I guess. And check to see if they have a personal training section. Make sure, especially if you're using equipment or free bar, there's a proper way to do most exercises that makes them most efficient. You get the most benefit from them. And there's ways you can injure yourself. So if you're not sure, ask someone who you think knows and to help you out there. It's a smart way to go. Okay, these calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com. And you can find us there or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90, our weight management product name, or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And with that, let's go ahead and open up the line.
That was great, Frank.
Well, thank you very much. help people maybe get started working on it if they're not into the habit yet. Get a good ramp to jump off on. And are we doing more brain stuff tomorrow?
Yes, we are. We're doing more long-term brain stuff tomorrow.
More brain stuff, cool.
Well, this has been actually going into how did those memories get stored and what you can do to improve them so they stay longer. So that's always a good
thing. Excellent. All right, folks. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. Be sure to dial in tomorrow morning for Susan. I'll be back on Thursday, and Susan will close out the week on Friday. And then we're heading into the Labor Day weekend, and only 8 days. Mark this down. Only 8 days till my birthday. 70th birthday. I couldn't think of what to post. I go, oh, this sounds like I'm going now. I'll just say, oh, 9 days till my birthday yesterday. Amazing how many people came out of the woodwork. So anyway, there we go. Hey, thanks for joining us today, folks. We'll see you in a couple days. Back here. All right, Susan. Go out and make it great, babe.
You too. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, bye-bye.